Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming back at you here on a Monday morning, April the 21st, 2025. 4:21:25, 13 and a half minutes past the hour. Phone lines are open here at the station, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Feel free to give me a buzz if there's anything on your mind. Now, of course, we all woke up to the news this morning that Pope Francis has died at the age of 88. What interesting timing, as they say, dies the morning after Easter. Matter of fact, Eastern time, he died somewhere around 1:30 early this morning. So Easter had just ended, and he was there yesterday giving his Easter message. And he met with people, he wished them well, and somebody else did read his message, because obviously he has been ailing for quite some time. But what a fascinating turn of events to have the Pope die the day after Easter. As I said, you know, we all wonder if there's some kind of plan in all this, and that's certainly very interesting. Again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And he had been the Pope for 12 years and certainly did a lot of things in the Catholic Church that had not been done before. His stances on LGBTQ rights, his stances on people who were divorced. A different kind of pope, to say the least. 740-383-9944. And now we'll see all the pomp and circumstance that comes along with the changing of a pope. Now, we've also got everything going on with City Hall. The city of Marion is in an interesting place right now. I don't know that we have been in quite a place for a long time. Now, not to say things have not gone on in the past that were interesting, but I've never seen so much in a week. You know, we attended last week's city council meeting, and at that time, so many things that will hit ahead tonight were not even on the radar. We had just learned about the idea of closing City Hall after city council meetings. Now that's turned into a big thing. We did not know there was going to be this tape released of the mayor talking about trying to exclude Councilman Jason Schauber from meetings. Now that has happened. Gus Comstock being removed from CanDo after 10 years. That came about, the news of that came about on Friday. You know, there's just so much going on right now, and will it drive people to City Hall is the question. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, are you going to ask the mayor tonight about that tape?
Well, you know, that's an interesting question, because I want to see if it comes up tonight. You know, that's going to be one of the things. It's we're kind of in a weird place, because tonight are committee meetings, not a full city council. Now, normally, committee meetings, you would not have this stuff brought up. But because of the way things happened and the mayor not being there last week, I kind of feel as if they will be brought up. So that's why it's you know, when somebody says to wait till next week's city council meeting to come, well, I don't know if it's going to wait that long. I can't imagine that nobody's going to ask the question tonight. I would be shocked.
Can you ask the question? Can you bring it up?
Well, in a committee meeting, it's kind of hard to say. I don't know. Because committee meetings are mostly focused in on what's going to go to city council. So I don't know If it came up, I certainly would.
Well, why don't you, I go ahead and bring it up?
Well, I think it's... See, it's a little more difficult, though, because in a full city council meeting, you can get up because there are matters not on the agenda, and if it hasn't been brought up, you could go up and ask that question. But in a committee meeting, you're speaking usually just to three people because the council is not entirely up there. And the mayor, most of the time, does not participate in these committee meetings. So you'd have to find some relevance that tape would have for that particular committee. Now, listening to the committees that are going to meet tonight, you're going to have jobs and economic development meeting. Now, that's can do, so I would assume that that's going to come up tonight. And you are going to have the finance committee meeting. Now, it could come up in the finance meeting, but I would think that Jason Schauber would be asking the question, considering it was directed right at him.
Right. Yeah, you think he'd be bringing it up.
So, you know, if he asked about it, I mean, I certainly would ask a follow-up question. I don't know. It's going to be an... that's what I say. For people who think, well, I'll just wait till next week because it'll all be brought up next week, well, it very well could all be brought up tonight. It just, I think it's really going to depend on who brings it forth and who doesn't bring it forth.
Are you going to try to record it when it comes up?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'll definitely record it when it comes up, but I just don't know. See, and will other council people force the issue? And also, you got to understand, we're still in the time. We have not had our time limited after meetings yet. So there still is the chance to grab the people you want to after the meetings and interview them. So there's that, and I certainly think some of that might be going on if it comes up.
Well, he's going to stay as far away from you as possible after the meeting.
Who, the mayor?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but, you know, that's been the case for a year and a half, and I think it's more about what the mayor says. I've never felt that you had to interview the mayor directly. I think it's helpful if he speaks, but, you know, if he's going to speak in the meeting if people are asking him questions. Now, whether that comes from a citizen or whether that comes from a council person, he's going to have to answer the question. So I think it's more useful not to ask him the same question again, but to get the response from people, did they feel that was a decent answer?
Well, you never know, Naomi might bring it up.
Well, that's what I say. There is the chance that it could come up. Now, do you think citizens are going to show up tonight? Do you think people who have heard this tape on social media, on the radio, on Jason Schauber's Facebook page, do you think they're going to show up tonight asking questions? Because that's really where it's at. I mean, the media can ask questions and council people can ask questions, but if there are citizens there asking questions, that will have more impact.
I would like to say yes, but I really doubt it.
So why do you think we're in that place?
Huh?
I say, why do you think we're in that place as a city?
I just doubt the public is, you know, anybody from the public is going to show up. People don't want to, you know, they figure there's a waste of time sometimes.
Well, I think that's what people...
They don't want to get involved or something like that.
Well, see, I think that's what council bets on. I think that's what they count on.
Yeah.
Is that nobody else is... I think they expect Naomi to ask them a question because she's been doing it for a long time now. But beyond that, I don't think they expect anybody else. So will there be somebody else? I don't know.
I hope so. I mean, if I got around, I would like to go up there.
Well, you know, it's going to be one of those moments.
If you don't ask no questions or something, you know, let you or Naomi or what, or see if it comes up. But at least make it look like people are, you know, interested in that. If there's 10 people show up, you know, the council or the mayor, you know, should say, "Whoa," you know.
Well, see, here's
shows up.
Well, here's the thing.
You can keep running your mouth or do what you want.
Well, see, here's the thing in this. The truth of the matter is that as the media, we have really done our part because we played the tape, we've taken the calls, we've reported on it, we've talked to Jason Schaber about it, we've talked to Mr. Prater about it, we've done that. We've talked to Brenda Donegan about it. We've made it an issue.
But the public hasn't, you know, needs to do something.
Right, and that's what I feel. I feel if you are outraged over this, if you think this should not be the way it's run, now is your time, because we are 15 days away from Jason's primary. And that's who they're talking about. So, you know, and by the way, they're also talking about the media. They're, you know, that audio clip in which Mayor Collins is saying Jason's blabbing his mouth, well, what he's referring to is an interview that Jason did that morning on this station.
Right.
But, you know, do you think Aaron Rollins is going to speak out? Do you think Ayers Ratliff is going to speak out? They're both going to be in front of the group tonight. They're part of the finance committee.
Well, I kind of think Ratliff might, especially if he didn't have that trouble behind him. He's, you know, he's not running anymore. I think he's just fed up. You know.
Well, he had a contretemps a few weeks ago with the treasurer. He and the treasurer got into it.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. So it's
he
not
has
like
the history of, you know, speaking out. So.
Well, I would think I don't see any bigger, really, backdoor thing that has ever been done on council than this with the mayor. I don't ever remember a tape like this or a sentiment like this being released from an administration.
Yeah, this is probably the first.
Right, so if nobody gets up, if no council people have any questions about this, if no other citizens other than Naomi get up and ask a question, you know, that's going to be very problematic because it's going to show, I think, that people don't care.
Yeah, it just wasn't the Schertz or Kellogg's demeanor, you know.
No, and I just think it's also what's being said. You know, this is, he's blabbing his mouth. We don't want him out there talking to the media, is essentially what the mayor is saying. And then he's saying, we can exclude him from meetings. Now, this is not a conversation.
That's the big thing right there. Excluding him from meetings, you know. You could say he's a blabbermouth, but, you know, trying to exclude him from meetings or something like that because you don't like him talking to the media. I mean, that isn't quite so bad, but when you try to exclude him or, you know, that's really, you know, sad there.
Well, it's all transparency, and it all comes down to tonight, so I guess we're going to see how it all shakes out, but it's an interesting place to be. I mean, we'll report on tomorrow, but, you know, there still is this issue with closing City Hall early. Well, is that going to come up now that the mayor's back? There is the issue with CanDo's director for 10 years either resigning or quitting last week. You know, what's going on there? I mean, there's
the director.
His name was Gus Comstock. Yeah.
Well, keep us informed tomorrow.
Well, okay, that's what we're here to do. So I'll be there tonight and hopefully with a lot of the other station people, and we'll see how that all goes.
Oh, we appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, 740-383-9944, 27 minutes past the hour on this Monday morning. 740-383-9944. If there's anything on your mind, please feel free to call in and say what you want to say. It's kind of the day for city politics, to be honest with you. Because, again, you could wait till next week to go when there is a full council meeting, but what is going to happen tonight? Are these issues going to come up? And if they come up, what's going to be the response? I don't know yet. I guess we're going to find out as time goes along. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning from Idaho, Mr. Scott.
Good morning. What time is it in Idaho?
627.
627, my goodness. What's going on in Idaho at 627?
Besides the sunrise, not a whole lot this morning. I just wanted to let you know that me and the almighty Adam Left just got done doing a taping. He's currently mixing it down now to have it ready to air this morning. Our listeners, as well as hopefully yourself, are in for a real treat. We had a special guest on today, conservative commentator and fellow talk show host Mike Essen.
Yeah, I think Adam mentioned that on Friday.
Yep, and it's going to be airing here in the next hour, so be ready.
So you taped that early this morning?
Yes, probably the earliest I've ever woken up for something besides going to work.
Now, did you talk about the Pope's death?
Yes, I did bring that up.
Well, I would say that's a big subject.
Anything else, I'm not going to give any spoilers. You got to listen to the show.
Well, that's good. You know, he was on, I think he's been on with Adam before, and I think he was on with me once or twice. Certainly a guy who's got his opinions already made up on a lot of things.
Yes, but it was definitely a pleasure to talk with him, and I think everyone's in for a real treat this morning when the show airs.
Now, I have a question for you. Now, I know you're out there in Idaho, but what do you make of all this, what's going on in city government?
Honestly, a lot of it's just so crazy. I don't know what to make of it because we have a lot of controversy within our own government out this way going on right now.
But what do you think has happened? I mean, here we are. I have never in my time in politics here, covering local politics, ever heard of a mayor getting caught on tape talking about excluding a sitting councilman of his own party from meetings. I've never heard anything like that.
Well, if I could give my own personal take on it, I think when it comes to especially small towns and being part of a local government, for some individuals, that power just goes to their head, and they start making decisions like what you just said.
Well, how do you feel about this idea that they want to close City Hall after City Council meetings within 15 minutes?
I don't think that's fair because you still have to have the floor open for people to make their comments and be heard.
Well, I think the main thing, I think they'll still allow people to do that because that actually happens during the meeting. But I think it's the time that people meet with their constituents, and it's also the time that the media has always done their interviews, and that would seemingly be what would be impacted there.
Right, like if they're doing that kind of stuff behind closed doors, it kind of makes you think, like, what are they hiding?
Right. Well, that's a big question, and I wonder in the long term what this is going to mean, but the big question is right now, do you think people are going to show up who are outraged about this tonight to tonight's meeting to ask these questions?
I feel like they're almost obligated to show up and raise their concern, and if they don't, then that's on them. Like, one issue that I always had when I was a union steward, people would always have all these problems and all these complaints, but they would never show up to the meetings to raise them. And one thing I always said is, like, if you have an issue and want to bring it up, but you never show up to a meeting, as far as I care, you don't have a complaint because you're not actually doing anything about it.
Well, and that's what I've tried to explain, is that, you know, the Naomi shows up and has been doing this for about a year now, so they know she's going to show up, and they know she's going to do it, and they've already labeled her a negative Nelly, and the media's job is there to report, and that's what we do, and we have seen what the council does. I mean, are they going to ask more questions tonight? I don't know, but the component that is missing here is the people. And you know what? On some issues, I can understand why people don't show up. You know, maybe they don't care about the bus. Maybe they don't care about who's buying equipment or that sort of thing. They probably don't care a lot about who's running Can-Do here in the town. But when it comes to limiting citizens' time with their constituents after meetings, or limiting the media's time, or a tape that is leaked out in which we can clearly hear the mayor saying that a city councilman is blabbing his mouth and that we should exclude him from meetings, you know, those are not city issues. Those are not income tax issues. Those are not raise your tax issues. Those are issues of a whole different stratosphere.
Yes. But some people just don't get that.
Well, hopefully they get it tonight. I guess we'll know when we walk in. But coming up at 9:15 this morning, Calvin and Adam will have on conservative Mike Essen. So that'll be worth listening to and very timely as it was taped moments ago.
Yes.
Well, thanks, Calvin. I appreciate it.
Yep, have a good day, Scott.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, coming up at 10:15 this morning. Again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 33 and a half minutes past the hour. And here we are. Basically, the stories today are pretty simple, pretty cut and dry. We're talking about the Pope dying at age 88, the day after Easter. Again, great irony in that, to die the day after Easter, especially after he gives his Easter address. And then we've got everything going on in the city here. Definitely interesting times. All right, 34 minutes past the hour. Does anybody have anything to say about all this? You know, it's kind of all been wrapped up now. Here we are. We know the issues. What's going to happen tonight? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The question has pretty much become, where do we go from here? Where do we go from here? And as I just said, I do think these issues are different. You know, legislation is a whole different thing. You know, I like this, I like that, I don't like this, I don't like that. That's not really what these two issues are right now. Closing City Hall early after a meeting is not really legislation. And that tape, that audio that we all heard from the mayor is certainly not legislation. These are a little bigger issues. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, you're right. These aren't budget issues. These aren't bus issues. These aren't, all of those things are important, and I wish people paid attention to them. But for the sake of drama, these are freedom issues. These are our rights being stripped from us if we don't say and do something right now.
Well, and I think that's the difference. And I think that's why, you know, I don't know when they're going to come up because we have
this
two meetings.
The universal.
Right. And these are two meetings that I think are very important. I think if you come tonight and they don't come up, it would not hurt to come back next week. Or
right.
If you do come tonight and they do come up, they're not going to be solved tonight because they'll still have to go to council next week.
Right.
So, you know, at least you'll get the backstory on what's going on and be able to let the council know how you feel before they do go there. And it's not like the, here's the thing, this is why this is fascinating, that this would fall on a committee night. They're not going to vote on the Jason Schaber tape.
No.
So there's nothing there to vote on. That doesn't need to be sent to main council.
Okay, now wait a minute. We had a three-hour committee meeting where nothing was really voted on either, remember?
Well, right, but what I'm saying is...
Yeah, I get your point.
There's no chance on this being voted on.
Right.
So, if it comes up tonight, that's probably where it's going to be. It's going to come up tonight. And that discussion's going to be had because there's nothing more to do there. And,
There's some more hell that can be... Based on what's said tonight, some more questions can be raised and brought forward next week. Now, I'm not saying people don't show up tonight. Goodness, please show up any time that you can. My only thought was more time to organize, more time to plan, get up there, you know, and then you are assured to be in front of not everyone, but most of everyone up there.
But
that
you
was
know,
my
with,
only thought on that.
With
show
with
up,
that,
goodness.
But with that
office right now.
Yeah, but with that particular issue, I'll tell you what's it, because it just came out on Thursday. If you get all these people together, and the administration will be there tonight, all council members will be there tonight, even though they won't all be up there at one time. If everybody's in that room, and nobody broaches that subject, and then just waits to broach it next week, I mean, at this point, it's not like...
That's where the loyalties lie, Scott. If no one brings that subject up except for myself or Shiver or a member of the media, that tells you where all the loyalties in that room lie.
Yeah, but I honestly think that, and I hate to say it, I can't imagine...
With people.
But I can't imagine... Jason wouldn't ask that question. Why would... It was about him.
I'm sure he will.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is that someone other than him, me, or you, the media, should stick up for the rights of their fellow council member, their fellow elected official. Another elected official should have the spine and the guts to stand up for what is right. It should not fall on the media and on the public and solely on the person who was wrong to stand up for their rights. This is where we all need to stand up for each other's rights. And again, I know it was Cory Booker that said it, and he's divisive in his own right, I suppose. But this is not a left or a right moment. This is not a Democrat or a Republican moment. This is what is right and what is wrong. If it were the Democrats sitting up there and running City Hall, and there were one Democrat that was holding everybody responsible and giving everybody help, and we would hope the Republicans would support that Democrat in keeping, you know, their party in check. So Jason Shaver is like, he's the lone Republican versus the machine up there right now. So when you're voting for him, you're actually voting for a Republican. When you're voting for Ralph Smith, you're voting for the machine. They are part of the machine. And the people need to stand up against the machine because it will oppress us all. It doesn't matter whether you're a Republican, Democrat, whatever. When this town goes bankrupt, you're going along with it. It's going to be your services that are cut as well. It doesn't matter how much you can, how good of a friend you think you are with Bill Collins or how great of a guy you think he is. It's going to be your services that are cut as well.
Yeah, but I can't, if Jason Shaver broaches the subject, I can't, number one, I can't imagine the mayor is, I assume the question would be asked of the mayor. So he's going to have to say something. So there's that.
How about stay in your own lane?
Well, okay, well, that's a problem then, and we'll report on that. But the point is that also, as that happens, the Aaron Rollins, the Ayers Ratliffs, now you can say whatever you want about the others, but they'll be there. They will have every...
The Ayers will say something.
Okay, well, this is the shot. To me, you know what this... I said this last week before this tape ever revealed itself, that I said, yes, the mayor does have the right to close City Hall without council's approval, but I hope somebody, if he indeed does try to do that, I hope that somebody asks for a vote, even though it's not needed, because I want to see who's on the record as saying, yes, that's okay, and yes, that's not okay. And it's almost the same thing here. If Jason asks the question, and the mayor gives an answer, and there is silence from everybody else, if nobody's got a problem with it, and nobody's got a problem with the mayor's answer, then again, that's where you are on the record. You are on the record as being silent. You know, again, being... I am sure there are people who think the mayor is well within his right to do that. And they will believe that to the end, so they have no reason...
Within his right to...
To have the conversation.
He's within his right to plan, to keep actively planning with another council member to restrict access from an elected official.
You know what they'll say? Here will be the argument. The argument will be it never happened, so it was just a conversation.
Okay, but so conspiring to murder someone is, it never happened. It's still a crime.
No, and I'm not saying, but I'm saying that I'm just trying to make the point. There will be people who will be of that mind.
That's my counterpoint.
No, right, I agree.
What you're saying is they're willfully blind and they're willing to excuse absolutely
anything.
But
I'm trying to be on the, because I'm sure, no, everybody doesn't see things in black and white. And you get a room of people together, they're just going to be our people who have different opinions. So there are going to be people there who don't see this as a problem. And that's fine. And they don't have to get up.
I would like to pose this side of that then. Okay. If it were a Democrat that they didn't like, and it weren't Bill Collins, a Republican that they do like, would they feel the same? Would it just be, it was just a conversation, it never happened, or whatever excuse we just gave? Or would it be, he's trying to keep a Republican out of getting information, and if they want to hide information from him, it's because he's doing something right? If there's one person that's being excluded, and it's the one person that's speaking out, that should alarm everyone.
Right, but here's what...
It does not matter what political party you are.
Right, but I'm not getting to my second point here. The point I'm saying is there will be people who believe that it's right, and they are not going to speak out, and that's their right in a free speech society. But there are people who do think it's wrong, and when they don't speak out, that's on them. So that's the problem here. It's the people who think it's wrong. It's the people who think it's bad. It's the people who think it's okay. And are they going to defend it tonight? Those people are the people who are in trouble. I this is a big leap, but I liken it to separate but equal in the South. As wrong as it is, and as wrong as we look at it now, there were people who thought it was right. Absolutely, to their bones, thought it was right.
Yeah.
And they were not going to speak out against it. And that's their right. But there were people who thought it was wrong and yet never spoke out against it because they thought it would hurt them. Those are the people. That's the silence. You know what? You can get up all day. People can get up tonight and defend Bill Collins. And if they truly want to defend him, that's okay. That's their right. But if you are silent just because you're afraid of your seat or what might happen to you, those are the people you have to worry about.
All tyranny needs to gain a foothold is for people of good conscience to remain silent.
There you go.
There you go.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
By the way, and as the Pope died early this morning, his last speech yesterday on Easter, what was the message? How apropos to not to yield to the logic of fear. Now, you can take that however you want, but the Pope on his last day on this earth, Easter Sunday, the biggest day for the Pope all year long, his last day of life, his message was not to yield to the logic of fear, and he was dead within 24 hours at the age of 88. So, is he talking about national politics? What's he talking about there? Everybody's got to make their own decision. And I want to be perfectly clear on this, that again, there are people who are going to support the mayor in this, and that's okay. Every story's got two sides. And by the way, the mayor might get up and have some great explanation for why this has happened. We haven't heard from him yet. He's entitled to give his explanation. So here we are. Are people going to show up? We're going to be there to report on it. I don't know. I guess it all comes down to what is important to you. By the way, phone lines are open here 46 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. We would love to hear from you. Your opinion on this is just as important as anybody else's. But we do have to keep in mind here, we've got to be objective, that there are two sides to every story. And there is a side here that the mayor can present. A matter of fact, on closing City Hall early, after the city council meetings, he's allowed to present his side of that story. And maybe it's compelling. I don't know. I haven't heard it yet. When I hear it, we'll report on it. This is where we are. Well, if you've been thinking about calling in, now would be the time. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. What do you have going on in your world? Okay, well, I don't know. It's fascinating. It is fascinating as time goes along. Okay, does anybody have anything to say? 740-383-9944. We've got about 12 minutes left. You know, who would have thunk local politics would turn into this? Certainly wouldn't have been me. You know, do we still have that tape here that started all this? Let's see here. Here's, by the way, we'll play the tape one more time that started all this problem last week. Here's the tape.
Yeah, Jason will come out and blab about stuff he's not supposed to blab about, like he did with the fire, which again makes the
account-of-board revenue.
Yeah. His other members have to hold him accountable. And they could say, well, we don't want you in this executive session. And vote to not have him in, or that he's going to go out and tell everything.
You know what? And as much as I hate to say that may just have to happen.
It may.
Because he's feeling it.
He is all.
He is. And I don't understand why.
Nobody can.
Right.
But like Linda said, Linda said he used to come out and talk and chat. And she said he just went totally.
And I think a lot of it has to do with dream.
Now again, that's the tape, and it's kind of hard to hear. It was a Treasury Investment Board meeting on December the 10th, 2024, and it was Mayor Collins talking with Councilwoman Lang, saying that he did not like when Councilman Schauber blabbed his mouth about stuff that he shouldn't, and the mayor then suggested that council members begin holding executive sessions without Jason Schauber and even vote to exclude him entirely from those sessions. And that Councilwoman Lang agreed. So, there you go. Any problem with that? Anything to say? We've got 10 minutes left in the program. Speak now or forever hold your peace. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. What do you think? I don't know. I really don't know. You know, I really bring no judgment to this. Now, people can have doubts about that, but I really am just curious to show up tonight to see what in the world happens with this. I think it's gonna be very interesting. Does anybody have anything to say? 9 minutes left to go. 740-383-9944. Certainly we've had some discussion on this. The only thing I do know for sure is there are certain people who do speak up on council, and you certainly would have to say that Jason Schauber is one of those people. Now, is he being targeted for that? The only person primaried this time around? I don't know. Then we have to look at Councilman Aaron Rollins. He gave the mayor an A last time he was on the show a couple weeks ago. Would he give him an A today? Don't know. And again, we haven't heard from the mayor on this. So there's a big question there. And you do have to let the mayor speak. You do have to hear what he has to say about all this. What's his reasoning for why it went down and why the conversation was had? You know, these things are important to get on the record. We can't make snap decisions about a lot of this stuff. We've got to see what people have to say. You know, sometimes I do think we talk past people. I think we don't listen to what other people have to say. And maybe this is one of those times where we just have to listen to what other people have to say and go from there. All right. Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Is there anybody who plans to go to the council meeting tonight that normally does not go to city council meetings? Has this propelled somebody to go to a city council meeting? You know, it's interesting. Brenda Donegan over the weekend said she would have been there tonight, but she is having hopefully a minor surgery this morning. So she is not able to be there tonight. Now, she no longer lives in Marion. So I find that interesting. You know, here we are. Does anybody plan to go? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I don't know. Well, I guess we could ask in our last 7 minutes, if nobody has anything more to say about what's going on in the city or the death of the Pope, did anybody have a good Easter? Did anybody have fun? It was a beautiful day. Beautiful day weather-wise. We certainly had one of those. That was nice. And as I said, on Friday, I did get a nice Easter gift here at the studio. Abby brought in a aloe vera plant and a Butterfinger. And I always say, I posted this on social media, that it's somebody who you are truly a friend with who knows what kind of candy bars you like. Because there's really only one candy bar that I do like, and it's the Butterfinger. So, you know, you have to say that's a good friend. And how many people go out of their way to do something like that? Not too many. So we have to tip our cap to people who do nice deeds like that. You know, I still have the Easter eggs out here in the studio. You know, it was a lot of fun on Friday doing Where in the World is, or Where in Marion is Mary Ellen Withrow. That was fun. That was fun. So here we go. And by the way, anybody who brings, now people will take this as me asking for things. I'm not asking for anything. I'm just saying anybody who brings me a large Diet Coke from McDonald's, or anywhere else for that matter, a fountain drink, or a Butterfinger, I am never opposed to. I am always in that person's corner. You know, it doesn't take much for me to end up in your corner. What will happen tonight? Does anybody have any thoughts? We're under the 5 minute mark here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. As our final minutes begin to tick away here on this Monday morning, April the 21st, 2025. Is there anybody who wants to, you know, what did they used to say? Vent your spleen on these particular issues? Maybe it's just a busy Monday morning. You know, a lot of people coming in off that Easter holiday. And I do know a lot of these issues are hard for people to talk up about. You know, it's interesting stuff. Go ahead, caller.
Scott.
Yes.
This would be your friend.
Yes, how are you?
I'm just fine.
Good.
You know, I did get the fire department moving.
You did?
Do you suppose I'd have any pull at the council meeting?
You know, I certainly think you would. I do believe that it... How do you feel about this tape in closing City Hall?
I think it's a bunch of poo. He didn't announce that when he was wanting votes, did he?
No, I don't remember that.
No, I don't think he did, probably. And, you know, it's kind of like I say, the president, watch what you wish for, because you might get it.
Well, you know what? I will tell you that it is true that when people hear from different people up there, it does matter. And I think the fire station is a very good example of that. You know, it's a true thing. When somebody shows up, I think it kind of puts them off kilter, because I think they believe they operate in a vacuum.
Well, without a doubt. And why, if they ever went to a council meeting before they ran for that office, Which, yeah. How many of them ever do? How many of them have ever been to a council meeting before they ran for office?
Not many. Not
I
many.
Mean, consistently. Not just one night, but consistently. So they knew what they were getting into. There's just some things. You know, this isn't junior high student council meeting. This is big stuff.
Well, and this is also, these issues, as I said, I can understand budgeting issues, buses, stuff like that. That gets a little cumbersome. We had a very unique week here. When you're talking about closing City Hall early, when this tape comes out, this is not legislation.
Well, what's his reasoning for he wants to close City Hall?
Well, that's a good question.
He does want the, I would, don't they run on, well, I have an open platform, I'm here for you, and this and that and the other. Isn't that what they run on?
I think they run on, I think they run on that, but I also think once they're in there, they don't want to be asked hard questions. They don't want to be questioned on anything, really. And unfortunately, this administration, for whatever reason, really hasn't been.
Well, and you'll have to give it to them that they are all newbies.
They are. They are.
They're all newbies, and you don't really, you know, if you're ever going to run, why wouldn't you have attended meetings to see what you was getting yourself into? It isn't just, you know, whatever. But I think they should be ashamed of themselves. I mean, they're adults. They're handling adult stuff. And you don't start that. The teacher at the front of the desk isn't the one that should be throwing out the cow shit.
Well, right. Well, maybe we'll see you there tonight.
I don't know. I don't want to just stir everything up and have a real battle, because I'll never be able to probably call you again.
No, well, I don't think it's a. I think statements are what people are looking. I don't. You know, it's not a, you know, fight back and forth. I think it's just a. This is. I heard this, and I'm ashamed that this happened. That matters to those people.
Well, I think so, but I think they forget that they're working for their people. They're not working for the mayor.
Well, that's true, and maybe they should be aware of that.
Yeah.
We shall see.
Hey, so much for my wise information. I'll move on this this nasty, not very nice day. But yes, yesterday was fun. Went down to my daughter's, and she's got three great-granddaughters, 6, 4, and 2, and all was that fun watching them looking for Easter eggs.
And the weather held out.
Yes, it was very good.
Well, I'm glad you had a great Easter. Thank you.
Yeah, keep coming on.
I'll be back tomorrow.
Okay.
Bye bye. All right. For this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout. Stay tuned. Adam coming up, and Calvin with Mike Essen.
I'll tell you one quick story. My wife and I were having dinner in a restaurant, and.